Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering a tax code section that does not get talked about in the news, but it sits right at the heart of every cost segregation study we do. It is called Section 1245. This one is foundational, so let us take it step by step. When you own a building and use it in your business, the tax code does not treat everything inside that building the same way. The building itself, the structure, the walls, the roof, the foundation, those are considered real property. They depreciate slowly. A commercial building takes 39 years. A residential rental building takes 27 and a half years. But not everything you pay for when you bought or built that building is really part of the structure. Some things are more like equipment. They wear out faster. They serve a specific function in your business rather than just holding the building up. And the tax code recognizes that distinction. Section 1245 is where that distinction lives. This section defines what the tax code calls Section 1245 property. It covers depreciable personal property and certain tangible property used in a business. Personal property here does not mean your personal belongings. In tax law, personal property simply means property that is not real estate. It includes things like equipment, machinery, and components of a building that function more like equipment than like structure. Here are some examples. Specialty electrical wiring that runs to specific pieces of equipment. Decorative millwork that serves your business but is not load-bearing. Certain plumbing connections tied to process equipment. Land improvements like parking lots, sidewalks, and landscaping. Removable flooring and wall coverings. These items can qualify as Section 1245 property. When property falls into Section 1245, it gets a shorter depreciation life. Many items are 5-year or 7-year property. Land improvements are often 15-year property. And here is why that matters so much. Shorter life means bigger deductions in the early years. And items with a 5, 7, or 15-year life are typically eligible for bonus depreciation under Section 168K, which can push a large share of the deduction into year 1. So what is the cost segregation study actually doing? In simple terms, it is hunting for Section 1245 property that is currently being depreciated too slowly. When you buy a building and do not have a study done, most of the cost ends up in the 39-year bucket by default. A study changes that. Engineers review your property, look at construction documents, apply IRS guidelines, and identify the components that belong in the 5, 7, and 15-year categories instead. Every dollar that moves from 39 years to 5 years is a dollar that gets deducted much faster. And that faster deduction means less tax now, more cash in your hands today. One more thing worth noting. Section 1245 has a sibling called Section 1250, which we cover in a separate episode. Those two sections together define the full landscape of how a building is categorized for tax purposes. 1245 is the shorter life category. 1250 is the longer life real property category. A cost segregation study is essentially the process of maximizing what moves into 1245 and out of 1250. That is Section 1245, the definition that makes faster depreciation possible, and the target category every cost segregation study is built around. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. You can explore the full authority library in your report to see how all these rules connect to your property.